The Lord, we had a real powerful service this last Sunday, amen. It was a great, great attendance came out. It wasn't that there was a lot of new people coming and so forth. It was just people that we already have reached, amen, and have been wanting to the Lord. And it was a very powerful time along with a powerful word, you know, regarding that. We read that scripture that the Lord works the end to the beginning, that he does everything in advance for us before we're even born. All these scriptures confirm that the Lord does everything before he even creates us. In advance, scripture said, and we just need to be obedient, amen, and know that the purpose, amen, was in our lives, in the thoughts of the Lord, even before we were even born, amen. And then we receive vision of the purpose that's within our lives. And we're going to be speaking for a good season, amen, on vision and purpose. Amen. Those are two different words right there. Amen. Let's get into this evening's service. It's going to be real simple points. Real simple points here this night. Again, the theme of our ministry internationally right now is the time is now. And I believe there are some of you right now that you know the time is now for you to fulfill the purpose of God, to receive vision from God concerning your purpose. Amen. Your purpose will never be found without God giving you vision to your purpose. Amen. But your purpose is in you. A lot of scriptures on Sunday confirm powerful scriptures that, amen, you're pre-packed, pre-planned, all that in advance, scripture said. So I pray here this night as I'm preaching, as the Holy Spirit is speaking and jumping from one brother to one sister to another, amen, that you would get a vision of the purpose that God has placed within your life. Amen. The time is now, and I just put on earth. Amen. You'll get it at the end of the message. Amen. The time is now on earth. On earth. Proverbs chapter 19, verse 21. The Bible reads, very familiar scripture, many are the plans in a man's heart. How many got a lot of plans right now? So many things you want to do, you got to do, and you have a lot of plans. Amen? Many are the plans in a man's heart, but it is the Lord's purpose that prevails. Let's pray. Father, we thank you. We love you. Give you all the glory and all the honor. And here this evening, though, we have many plans, Lord Father God, and we believe they're all good ones, of course. We pray this night that it be your purpose that you have already placed within our life that prevails, that comes to pass. And we pray this night, Lord, by the preaching of your word, that you would give us visions, Lord Father God, of our purpose and our fulfilling our future, Lord Father God, in what you have called us to do. In your precious name we pray, and we all say in one accord, amen. Many are the plans in a man's heart, but it is the Lord's purpose that prevails. Amen. Jamie opened something. He said something like, you know why I know the Lord is greater Sunday? Because you're here on a Wednesday night, right? Well, many are the plans in a man's heart, but it is the Lord's purpose that prevails. Now think about it. Are we here because we were good and we've been planning all our life to come to church on Wednesday night? Or could it simply be this night that the purpose of God is prevailing even over the purpose of the enemy, of darkness, addiction? And even though we went through all this, I'm just getting some stuff right now. Why are we here tonight? It's God's purpose. It's God's grace and mercy for your life that you're here tonight. It's not because you just knew you had to come to church tonight because somebody invited you or you haven't been here lately. It's the Lord's purpose prevailing. No matter what your background was about, no matter what side of the track you were raised on, whether it was the inner city or the suburb, no matter what color you may be this night, you're here because the word of the Lord is real and it's being fulfilled, not so much because of who we are, but because of who he is, and the purpose of his stands and it shall prevail. Too many times we feel we arrived and we've been doing so good that it's time to go back to work. It's time to go back to her or him. The word of the Lord is being fulfilled this night as I speak. His purpose is prevailing here this night for your life and my life, because he knows there's a lot of other lives like your life and my life that how it used to be that are still out there in darkness. He says, man, I still got to use Joe Blow, man. I still got to use Sally. I still got to use her. I put my purpose in her. It wasn't Sally's purpose. It was my purpose that I placed within her life. And it is my purpose that shall prevail. That's the power of God already speaking right now. Think about of who you used to be at one time. Scripture even says you weren't noble or you weren't about this and that and then some. The enemy thought we were about this and that and then some. But the truth was we were deceived, but nevertheless, the purpose of God prevails here this night on our behalf and on those that are still lost and bound. That's the love of God. That's the purpose of God. And if the purpose of God is prevailing here this night, we're here, I believe he's gonna provide vision here this night to your purpose. We serve a God that is able. We serve a God that when he says that his yeses are yes, when he makes a promise, amen, even though you are not even created yet, he keeps a promise. That's a heavy promise. Call it a promise of a prophecy, a promise of vision. Here the Bible opens up by saying, many are the plans in a man's heart, and we had many and we did many, and we paid for them. But it is the Lord's purpose that prevails. I put here, true purpose and vision is not a human invention. It's not you're doing. It's not something you invent. You know what? Man, I feel like I have purpose tonight. I'm going to church. I feel I just got vision tonight. I'm going to church. No, it's God's doing. It's God's invention. It's God's plan. And that's where we need to be a people that know how to humble ourselves. This is God's doing. This is God's doing. The brother in the home, Neil. Neil's from the suburb, went through college and everything. What's the name of that street back there? Pierce. My revelation for Neil, a college guy from the suburb, was don't you ever forget about 24th and Pierce. Don't ever forget 24th and Pierce. As long as you can forget a lot of things I've said, but as long as you don't forget 24th and Pierce, you're going to be all right. Mama and Dad didn't bring him up on 24th and Pierce. But the crack pipe had him in 24th and Pierce. But nevertheless, as long as he don't forget what God took him out of, God's purpose, even though he messed up, God's purpose shall prevail. God's purpose shall prevail. Because the sins of the world that were paid in full by Jesus Christ on the cross, I always thought was just for the sins of the past, but they're the sins of the present, and even the sins that we're going to make and the mistakes we're going to make of the future. God's purpose is prevailing right now. Ecclesiastes chapter 3, 14 and 15. The Bible says, I know that everything, not some things, even 24th and Pierce. I know that 24th and Pierce, amen, in God does and will endure forever. Nothing can be added to it, and nothing can be taken from it. God does it so that man will revere him. I know that whatever is has already been. Whatever is like Sunday's message again. Whatever is has already been. Amen. God starts at the end and then he goes to the beginning. Amen. Whatever has already been and what will be has been before. And God will call the past to account. Go back to 14. I know that everything God does will endure forever. This is everything God does. And God created us, amen, the purpose within our lives. The Bible says, the part I want you to catch is that nothing can be added to it and nothing taken from it. Even though we've been there, done that, and I can say I died 15 times behind the needle and prison and all that. Nothing has been added to my purpose. Nothing has been taken from my purpose. That's the grace and mercy of God Almighty. Nothing can be added to it and nothing can be taken from it. Sometimes God's vision for your life, sometimes the visions come in multiples more than one or just in one thought. This is the way God operates. I operate off thoughts. Amen. I was able to keep an eye on my pastor, and I know he operates off thoughts. He'll say, you know what? He'll go like this. I got a thought. That's the pastor right here. I got a thought. I was just thinking, right? And then the thought he would get, you would say, no way, that was from God. But he knew the people he was working with, and he knew who he used to be. So the thoughts got to come simple. Sometimes they're so simple that you can come to a realization that they're not from God. Sometimes God's visions, whether it's just one or multiple, nevertheless, the thoughts of God for your purpose will be consistent. A lot of people are always guessing, you know, how do I know when it's, you know, God, and how do I know this, my calling and purpose and all these things, amen. When God starts giving you vision, which you can say thoughts, enlightenment, amen, they'll always be consistent to your purpose, amen. We serve a God that is consistent, and for those that know me very well, you know that my famous favorite word is, you got to stay consistent, brother, sister, you got to stay consistent. That means through the storms, that means through the hard times, you got to stay consistent. Matter of fact, God's visions for your life, God's the visions he will give you, the thoughts, they will be consistent throughout your life. Amen? Throughout your life, when God ministers to you, the person of the Holy Spirit, it will always be consistent and tied to your purpose. Always. We're the ones that jump around all over the place. But we serve a God that is consistent with the vision that he gives us to the purpose he has placed within our lives. We serve a God, the scripture says, that don't change or change his mind about you and I when we mess up. That's why we're still here tonight. Romans 11:29 says, for God's gifts, another familiar scripture, for God's gifts and his call
are irrevocable. Amen? It's a powerful verse right there. Not only his gifts, but his call upon a man's life, a woman's life, a youth's life are irrevocable. He don't take it back. He don't take back the purpose he placed within your life when you and I mess up. Because he knows the purpose that he has placed in your life and in my life shall be brought to pass through his grace and mercy. The will of God for your life never changes. The purpose that God has for your life don't change as you mess up here and there. The purpose that is in your life right now, God will never change it or take it back. Say, you know what? I messed up there with Sally. I blew it. I got to change her purpose because she just went out to 24th and Pierce and met a guy called Neil out there. I got to change her purpose. She wasn't supposed to bump into Neil on 24th and Pierce. I got to change her purpose. A matter of fact, oh, my God, I got to change Neil's purpose also. The will of God for your life never changes. I put here the specifics of your plans may change as your purpose starts to unfold. As you start growing in the Lord, the specifics and the way the Lord speaks and the visions he gives, but it will always be consistent to the purpose that he has for your life. Your purpose, I put here, is permanent. Amen? And too many times we want the calling that's upon brother such and such or the calling upon sister such and such. When you got your own calling, you got your own purpose. You have your own identity. Amen? It's within your life. Your purpose is permanent. I put here, vision possesses you, you don't possess it. I know as I would continue to be obedient, the vision possessed my life. I got hooked. I got strung out in the vision. How can I say that? Well, I've been serving the Lord now for 20 years, a little bit longer than I was serving the devil. The vision the devil had for my life possessed my life. I didn't really want it, but when I tapped into darkness, it possessed my life. Even though the Lord had a purpose in my life, even though the Lord had called me the light of the world, darkness possessed my life. It placed me in bondage where I couldn't answer the call of God that was already within my life, even before I was born, Scripture says. You got to get to a place where the vision and the purpose within your life, whether you're married, you got kids, you got to wake up and go to work every day, you need to be possessed. Amen. That sounds kind of bad, right? Especially to a Victory Outreach crowd. What's a better word for that, Jamie? I've been using possessed, hooked. Now, or you see, Rick, who asked you? Amen. I like the word possessed. Amen. We're going to stick with that one. Amen. If we could be possessed in Satan, we can be possessed in Jesus. One curses, one blesses. I'm going to tell you something, I want to be possessed in Jesus. I know it still sounds a little shaky, amen? That means being sold out, all in. Vision is what you keep on seeing even when you close your eyes.
I wake up, I go to sleep, my eyes are closed, and I'm thinking about some of you guys. I'm strategizing even when my eyes are closed in my dreams. This is heavy when you give your life to the Lord. I said, I haven't said in a long time, when I was busted and coming off heroin and everything, and I was in prison. As a kid, when you have a nightmare and you wake up, the last thing you want to do is go back to sleep, because then the cuckoo comes back, right? So you do everything to stay awake, because the cuckoo comes when you close your eyes. Amen? I got to stay awake. I don't want that fear. And before you know it, I was running to my mom's bed, and I would jump in there and get between them. And my mom and dad would both know that I was having a nightmare, amen, even as an innocent little kid. Elias still runs and jumps between me and my wife. And if he's breathing hard and panting, or sometimes he just sleepwalks and goes between us, and sometimes he comes sprinting wide awake, I know that he's had a nightmare. At 6 years old, and I cover him, I say, Daddy's here, Daddy's here. Don't have to fear, Daddy's here. And I'm teaching him when he's young that you don't have to fear, Dad's here. And I believe that's what our Heavenly Father started saying. You don't have to fear, man. I'm here, man. I'm with you here this night. My purpose prevails over darkness, over addiction. And I remember going to prison now as a grown-up. I knew the truth as a kid. If you went back, the cuckoo came back. So if you stayed awake, the cuckoo would leave. So now I'm an adult. I'm strung out. I'm busted. I'm wanting drugs so bad that finally when I would get to sleep, I would start having a dream that I was about to fix, right? And man, and you're about just right to do it. And then I wake up. I say, oh, man. And I would do everything instead of wanting to stay awake to do what? To get back to sleep. Because maybe if I got to back to sleep, the fix would come back. If the cuckoo could come back with going back to sleep, well, surely the fix could come. And this is me as an adult. I would go back and, man, I would get it out to the wake up again. I really thought as an adult, if I got back to sleep, I was going to get high. This is me now being clean and sober, wanting drugs. For years, I would dream that I was about to fix. And it was like you falling off a cliff, amen, or a monster after. And you're running, the monster's getting closer, and you wake up. I have other examples, but I'm not going to use those, amen. That's rehab stuff, amen. I will let the next one fly right now, but I'm becoming more a polished speaker. Can you tell? I don't know where I was between the cuckoo and the fix, man, but I need a vision right now, Lord. Vision is what you keep seeing even when you close your eyes. I've been driven now for 20 years with a purpose that the Lord has placed in my life. And I'm no different from nobody here this night at all. Speaking about passion and being driven with the purpose that's in me that I know now that's in me. For first vacation in 20 years, and we've had money to go many times, but I was so driven to the cause and the purpose within my life and for your lives that have never taken off on a vacation. Well, it came this year. We went all the way to Hawaii, whatever the island was we landed at, right? So me and my wife are there. We're cool. We're in Hawaii, right? I got my little Hawaiian hat on. I'm trying to act like Jamie and Tammy when they go to Florida on their vacations. I'm trying to look all preppy, all winter tourists or whatever you want to call it. Like, what do you call a person that goes on vacation? A tourist. I'm trying to look like a tourist. Right? I'm trying to look like a tourist. I got bright yellow shirts on, white shorts and thongs and with a straw hat. And I land and I'm trying to look all tourist like I've done this always, right? I'm looking real touristy, right? And I get to the
Jamie knows this is the truth. I got my touristy outfit on, my walk on. You know, I'm trying to change my walk. Like, you know, I do this all the time. And so I landed in the airport right there, this little shop, so we walk, and I looked, and there it was. And I said, can't happen. And there it was. What was I seeing? A refresher. In Hawaii. Right? I said, they got pomegranates. I know they got coconuts in Hawaii, but... So I remember going to that man. I still had my luggage in one hand, and all of a sudden, you know, the pastor was... And I took a picture with my little straw hat, made sure I got my selfie, where Jamie could see my hat, but the refresher in my hand. Amen? I would go... And for the first 3 or 4 days, I didn't know what to do with myself. I had the look. I had the right clothes. My wife went and brought all kinds of hats and stuff and everything. And our mother-in-law went with us, amen. And they're out running around. And I'm in Hawaii looking for a drug addict. I'm in Hawaii looking for somebody that needed my help. And I'm running back and forth and I'm on the phone 24/7 with my pastor. I said I wasn't going to use my phone. I lied. Amen. I'm still ministry as usual. Because I didn't know how to stop the purpose, the driven purpose within my life, even though I was in Hawaii now. And I would be in the porch overseeing the beautiful ocean, overseeing the tennis courts and all these palm trees. And we were in a, I don't know what kind of house you call it, whether you go and stay in a house, somebody else's house, right? And we were there, and it took God using a dove to land right in front of me. I go, God, get that dove out of here. God, speak to me. He would go, woo. And I grew up in the border of Mexico where there was a lot of doves, and they would all sing all morning, all night long, and it took me back to my youth. And God would use this dove to speak to me. To slow me down. And the last 2 days I tore up. We went to scuba diving, we went boating, we went on little bikes, we went, I don't know what else, the quads. We did everything where I was finally able to slow down and relax. Vision is what keeps you seeing even when you close your eyes. I put here, too many times I've seen people waiting on God to do something. Hey, what's up, bro, man? I'm just waiting for a sign from God. I'm just waiting for him to give me a word, man. Just waiting on God. Waiting on God. When your purpose is already in your life, God's waiting on you. Everything has already been done from the end to the beginning for your life. And too many times I've seen men and women struggle waiting on God, feeling empty, feeling out of position, feeling this, feeling lonely, feeling, do I belong here? It's simply because you're not fulfilling the purpose that God has placed in your life. It's very easy to look for God's will everywhere. When God's will is within you, it's within you. And we look here and we look there. We look through a man, we look to a woman, a children, we look to a better job, more pay, better car, and we're looking for God's will everywhere. When God's will, God's purpose, God's gifts are in you already. It's something that he's already done. It's not something he still needs to do. And a lot of times we're waiting on God. We're waiting on God to do this. We're waiting on God to do this. And God says, man, I've already done all that. You feel out of place because you're out of purpose. I put here, you're not saved for the sole purpose of going to heaven. You're saved to finish your assignment on earth. Ephesians 2:10, the Bible tells us, for we are God's workmanship, created in Christ Jesus to do good works. Tell your neighbor, good works. which God prepared in advance for us to do. These good works were prepared in Christ in advance for us to do. That's our purpose. Which God prepared in advance. In advance, poor Neil. I'll jump on the next guy, the next service. It's better on a Wednesday night than a Sunday morning. Amen. Praise the Lord. Crowd's a little bigger on Sunday. But this one's more personal. They're all looking at you. Can you take another one? Amen. Amen. Don't forget, 24th and Pierce. You'll be all right. Where 24th and Pierce is at. Amen. For we are God's workmanship, created in Christ Jesus to do good works, which God prepared in advance for us to do. So even when Neil was on 24th and Pierce for the third time, God already had created a good for him to do good works in advance, even before he was born. And that's why he's here tonight. That's why he's here tonight. I mean, come on. He would use Miguel. Stand up, Miguel. This guy with a flyer in his hand on 24th and Pierce, an essay to win over a white brother from the suburb on 24th and where? Pierce. Too many times we think God just wants to use that church or that person. Man, he wants to use us, a been there, done that kind of people, man, that knows what they're going through, that knows the pain and knows the attacks and the strategy of the enemy, knows how darkness works. We're Green Beret. We're specialists. But we got to go beyond being a specialist working in darkness. We got to become those specialists who know how to work in the light. We are specialists in God's army. We are very important to this inner city and even to the suburb. You know, usually I got half white guys in the rehab. They're coming from the suburb. Addiction is everywhere. Created to do good works. But sometimes we continue to want to do what we want to do. Amen. Many are the what? Amen. Of a man, but God's purpose prevails, right? And many times we want to just keep on bucking and keep coming against the grain. And then this scripture comes to pass. Proverbs 1:23. Man, this is a heavy scripture. I've never seen it before. NIV translation says, if you had responded to my rebuke, I would have poured out my heart to you and made my thoughts, visions, another word for vision, when you get vision is thoughts. If you had responded to my rebuke, some people can't take a rebuke, get all hurt in your feelings. Pastor told me I had to do this. Pastor told me, yeah. If you had responded to my rebuke, I would have poured out my heart to you and made my thoughts known to you. Wow, rebuke me, Lord. Rebuke me, Lord. He says he chastises those that he loves, that his true sons and true daughters. But those that don't receive the rebuke and the correction, the Bible goes on to say, are illegitimate sons. Illegitimate daughters. You got to learn how to take a rebuke once in a while. Especially when it's from the Lord. It's for him to pour his heart out to you. That he may make his thoughts be made known to you. To say, hey, stop that. You're going the wrong way. You're back to fulfilling your purpose. Talking about heavy scripture. So I have a question. Does God rebuke? Yes, he does.
Pastors also, what's that scripture? Find it for me. Jamie, you can take a while. Or you know it off the top of your head? To correct and rebuke and 2 Timothy 3:16, if you can find that real quick. 2 Timothy 3:16. What am I going to do when you go to Florida, Jamie? Praise the Lord. Lord will give me another one that I know. All scripture is God-breathed and is useful for teaching. There's that word rebuking. I love the NIV translation right now. Correcting and training in righteousness. It's part of the process. Being corrected is part of the process. A true relationship with God allows us to fulfill our purpose. Many people going to church, many churches packed out, but not fulfilling purpose. The Bible says, my house will be a house of prayer. Before service started, man, all the home was there. A couple of sisters were here. We were all praying before the service started. Don't think you're going to receive vision to your purpose without a relationship with God. I put here, vision will persist against all odds. 20 years now, I've gone through some stuff. Outer stuff, dealing with people's attack, gang members' attack, death threats, all that stuff. And I said, put them up. Before I throw some kicks and everything, but I got a fake shoulder right now. I don't have my mobile ability. Yes, I do, but I don't want to do it. Amen? I'm trying to be a polished speaker now. Something about I want to be a polished speaker now. Vision will persist against all odds. Nothing can take you out of Jesus. His purpose prevails. And that's why we're all here this night. It's his purpose. He has a purpose for your life. God, I put here, is committed to your purpose. God is committed to your purpose. And he provided salvation, I put here, through Christ to salvage his will and purpose in your life. God is committed to your purpose. So committed that he gave his only one begotten son, amen, that went to Calvary to purchase us through his blood. We serve a committed God. A committed God. He's committed to your purpose. He placed that purpose in your life. And he too knew what his son would go through. Remember, we had a few prophecies from the book of Isaiah regarding the life of John the Baptist that would come to pass 700 years later. The next Sunday, we had another Isaiah prophecy that would pertain to the life of Jesus that also would come to pass 700 years later. God, knowing everything, was even knowing that his son was going to be the atonement and the only one that would be able to pay the price to redeem you and I back to our purpose. No matter where we've been, no matter what we've done wrong, we're under the blood here this night of Jesus. Amen. That has brought us back to the one that has placed purpose within our life. He has reconciled us back to the Father to fulfill our purpose here on earth. You have a purpose here this night.
No matter what you're going through, you have a purpose that stands, a purpose that will remain. No matter what you're going through, against all odds, the purpose that God placed in your life shall prevail. It's one thing I put here to have a committed person. That's good. But it's another thing to have a committed God to our purpose. You have a committed God here upon your life and purpose and future. We're not here by mere chance or coincidence here this night. We're here because God placed purpose within our life that shall prevail. I put here, we are saved just to make it to heaven. Then God is sure taking a long time to come and get us and take us to heaven. He's taking a long time. If all he wanted us was to get saved, what's the quickest way to heaven? Death. If God's plan was all about your salvation and spend eternity with him, and there was no purpose for us here on earth, what God's plan would be, he would save us. The next day, he would kill us, for we could be with him in heaven for an eternity. But there's a purpose for us here on earth. There's a process with that purpose. But you got to remember that the purpose is greater than the process. The purpose of God is greater than the attack of the enemy. If God wanted us in heaven immediately, he would save us and then cause us to die the next day. God wants us to fulfill the purpose he's given us to fulfill on earth. That's why we not only get saved, but then we got to go through the process of sanctification, the cleansing and the washing, the renewing of the mind of Egypt, to be able to operate and really be able to see through the visions that God gives us the purpose that's been within our lives all along. Do you know that purpose would always speak to me when I was out there strung out doing dope? That purpose would always speak to me. I just didn't know where it was coming from. I couldn't put my finger on it. That purpose, I would get visions when I was strung out. That there was something better than being strung out, thrown in the streets like a dog, eating out of trash cans, going months without taking the showers and so forth. I was talking with Sylvia, man, and I says, man, when I didn't have a syringe in Texas, and you can't get those, you know, you can't get them. I would go to the feed store, and I would get a syringe this big, a horse syringe. And boop! Right, and in and out, jacking him in, making sure I got that cocaine up in my veins. And I would pull it out, and a water hose of blood would shoot 20 feet from me. I'm talking a syringe this big. Now I can't even go to the doctor and get a little shot of my, I get scared. I was a dope fiend. In the midst of being a dope fiend, God would speak to me. I just didn't know it was him speaking. I preached in a message long time ago. I always thought it was going to come this beautiful girl. No, it really wasn't that ugly, nasty-looking dolphin, and she was going to take me to my house and just figure everything out for me. That was one thing. The other thing, I thought it was going to be some big mafioso, some big Scarface was going to see me in the street corner. This is true. Feel sorry for me, take me in, and I could do all the dope in the world I wanted to. The third person that I thought this voice that I was hearing within me, it was purpose speaking. The third one I was going to see, it was a businessman was going to see me in the corner putting my hustle on, running back and forth, talking English, Spanish, Chinese, anything to score and to sling. A businessman would say, wow, I could use that guy. That a business guy was going to come to me and say, you know what, man, I got a firm waiting for you. I need somebody just like you. Those were the three things that I was thinking that was going to come to my life to save me. But it was all along, it was the purpose of God that had already been pre-packed in my life before I was even born. God knew that one day his purpose for my life would prevail, not just for the stay of the rehab, not just because I was a director, but he knew his purpose would prevail year after year after year, and that I wouldn't let go because he would give me vision to my purpose and worth. Only found in him and nowhere else. You have purpose here this night. And the Lord wants to bring vision to your life to let you know what your assignment is, what your purpose is. And he will continue to give you fresh ideas that deal with the same purpose. God's gifts and calling upon your life are irrevocable. He does not take it back. That's why you're here and you're saying to yourself, man, I'm going to do it this time around. I'm going to do it. Those same gifts and call are still in place because God placed them there and his purpose is the one that's going to prevail. Son, if you come and play a little bit of keyboard. Ain't not a one of us here this night a mistake. I don't care how many mistakes you've made. I don't care how many mistakes mom and dad made and your upraising. Remember, the purpose was within your life before you were even born. It wasn't what took place when you were conceived. It was what took place in the thoughts of God. Way before you were even born. So you were born because that was God's time for you to be born. The book of Ecclesiastes told us that there's a time to be born and a time to die. God's in control here this night. No matter what you're going through, God's in control this night. I struggle just like any one of you all struggle. I got to figure things out too. But man, when I go and get with God, I know he's going to give me vision. He's done it so many times. I mean, vision almost sometimes where it was audible. Three or four times in the 14 years I've been here, there were big pivotal times in our ministry here where it was a monster breakthrough, but it was almost audible what God spoke to me. That wasn't in the way of doing things or in the plan that we were going. It was something totally that he wanted me to do, and it would prosper the ministry to have us where we're at right now. Continue to place yourself in the presence of God. He already has it all figured out. Too many times we try to figure out God's thinking. Good luck. It ain't happening. You can't even figure out your husband. You can't even figure out your wife. You can't even figure out your children. You want to figure out what God's thinking? Keep it simple. Keep it simple. Never forget what the Lord took you out of. Never forget what the Lord took you out of and stay in position within his presence. And that purpose that he has for your life shall prevail. It shall prevail. It shall prevail. I'm here as a living witness 20 years later that what I'm preaching is true. And it's for all of us. It's for all of us. When you come to the place of prayer, God's word, just to be with him, you're saying, God, you're my provider. You're my source. You're the one that placed that purpose within my life. But too many times, not only when things go wrong, do we leave the presence of God, but even times when things start turning out really good, you start prospering, a good job, your relationship starts working, then all of a sudden, the desperation in your life starts to kind of mellow out a little bit, where you really don't have to call upon God no more. It's not only hard times that takes a man or a woman out of position, Even good times takes a man or a woman out of position. I want to let you know here this night that God also's purpose is able to prevail in your life, not only in the good times, but also in the hard times. As we stand this beautiful evening. Oh, I kept it short tonight. It's the most polished you're going to get.